Cleanup is ongoing in the waters off Fort Pickens of a massive tar mat discovered last Friday. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports testing is underway to determine if the oil originated from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster.
The mat was discovered by a Florida Department of Environmental Protection monitor who looks for leftover oil from the explosion. Working through the weekend, a pollution investigation team funded by BP removed more than 1,200 pounds of mat, made up of oil, sand, shells, and water, according to Lieutenant Commander Natalie Murphy with the U.S. Coast Guard.
My pollution responders did take a sample. We'll send that sample to the Coast Guard's lab where they'll confirm by fingerprint. But through visual identifications that my investigators have been trained, it's visually consistent with the oil from the Deepwater Horizon.
This week is the fourth anniversary of when the oil from the shattered platform began hitting the beaches in Escambia County. Residents and officials already were battling moose, a brownish component of the crude oil. The work today is very tedious, thanks in large part to Mother Nature.
It's right at the break of the wave there at the beach. Through that water shifting in the tides, the sand continues to cover it. So for every shovel that we're able to get up, you know, it's buried by 6 inches or so of sand. And for every shovel that we get, the sand and the water is already burying it back.
And they've had to use GPS coordinates when they go back out following day to work on it. They've had to stop due to thunderstorms and so forth. High tide has caused some challenges as well.
Dan Brown is superintendent at Gulf Islands National Seashore. Whenever a call comes in about a possible tar mat, he says they contact the Coast Guard's National Response Center.
The Coast Guard goes out and inspects, and if it's just a small quantity, oftentimes they'll pick it up themselves. If it's a larger quantity, such as this tar mat, they'll call in these oil spill response organizations. The Coast Guard also notifies us, and most often we send out a National Park Service employee to monitor the recovery effort to make sure the resources are protected and that recovery is not harming the resources.
The cleanup work is being shared among BP, the Coast Guard, State DEP, and the National Park Service. Last week's discovery came during an especially delicate time of the year for wildlife at the National Seashore. Once again, Lieutenant Commander Natalie Murphy.
The National Park Service is always a good partner. It's on their land, so we work very closely with them, especially during this nesting season with the birds and the turtles. We want to be in constant contact with them to make sure we are not disturbing that wildlife. So it is a partnership of a lot of different agencies. We have one common goal, which is to remove this pollution from the environment.
This latest mat discovery is about a half mile east of an area where 1,400 pounds of like material was removed last March. Dan Brown says despite the current removal project, it's business as usual at the park.
No, it hasn't impacted visitor access at all. It's a short distance away from the lifeguarded beach at Langdon Beach, but it's not impacting that at all.
Friday's discovery was made as the National Park Service stepped up looking for suspected tar mats further out in the Gulf of Mexico. Lieutenant Commander Natalie Murphy is asking the public to help by providing some extra eyes and ears.
I encourage them to make reports of any potential pollution that they see. They can do that by calling the National Response Center, 800-424-8802. We will continue to work it as the weather allows and as many days as it takes until we're confident that we have recovered it all.
Along with digging out the tar mat from the sand, the team is surveying about 100 yards east and west of the location to make sure none others are buried in the Gulf bottom. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.